Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. We begin Parsha Shlach. And, of course, all of the questions that the Ramban levels against the approach within Chazal that Rashi advocates, Shlach Lecha L'dascha, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu approved of this, you know, at the people's request. How could Moshe have gone along? What a takala it is for Klal Yisrael. Why is he feeding them these questions? HaTovahi Imra'ah, you know, what would have happened, is the Ramban famously articulates, would he be machzirim le Mitzrayim if they had come back and said, you know, in our opinion, honestly, it's an eretz ra'a, chalila, had they said such a thing, you know, what are we going to do, turn around? So the whole thing, the entire episode is very enigmatic from that point of view. So the Ramban, Kedarko, develops two distinct approaches, which are indeed complementary within this framework, as to what exactly the Shlach Lecha Anashim, the mission of the Meraglim, was about. The first is, right, Ein Som Chenal Hanes, that this was fundamentally a necessary intelligence mission, and even though, of course, the Jewish people at this stage, I'm adding this in, are living off the man and surrounded by the Anane Kavod and drinking the Mei Be'er, but nonetheless anticipating the transition to a different kind of existence, within the life in Eretz Yisrael, less directly under the kind of hashgacha, the intensive hashgacha, perhaps, of that time. So it was a necessary intelligence mission as haderech asher na leva, and to learn the particular drachim, and as the Ramban elaborates, so meha arim asher hu yoshev bahena uma ha'am hechazaku arafe, etc. All of these are necessary military questions. That's the first approach in the Ramban. And before going on to the second approach, I just want to highlight that it's particularly incisive and cogent in light of the problems that we encountered at the end of Baloscha. Moshe Rabbeinu b'chachmaso utfunaso understood that a major part of the challenge that the Jewish people were experiencing, bilti el haman einenu, as they verbalized in Baloscha, was the challenge of not having their own sense of agency, the challenge of feeling stifled by the immediate presence of the Shechina, Zacharnu es Hadaga, Asher Nochal and Mitzrayim Mechina Mina Mitzvos, and an attempt to back away from that Hashra'as Hashechina, which itself is not a healthy, certainly not an optimal phenomenon, but Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'asher Heim Sham, understanding, I'm adding this to the Ramban, understanding that there's a great need to deal with these people, to give them a greater sense of agency over their own destiny. So Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to allow them to have this mission, even though, of course, you know, Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od, as Kalev and Yehoshua would articulate. That's the first point. The second point in the Ramban that he repeats no fewer than three times is that the second dimension of Moshe Rabbeinu's questions, particularly HaTovahi Imra'ah, and then his mandate, V'hischazaktem l'kachtem mipri haaretz, was meant to give Klal Yisrael, Shalotei Shmiya Gedolei Meri'iyah, an intensive sense of Tzvihi l'chol haratzos, and the Ramban uses the term b'simcha on three different occasions, that they should go into Eretz Yisrael b'simcha, not only on the basis of an emunah that this is where they need to be, lach lecha me'artzucha, but they should go b'simcha with a sense of total conviction, shalotei shmiya gedolei meri'iyah, that this is tzvihi l'chol ha'aratzos, they would see the peros Eretz Yisrael, and tova ha'aretz, ma'od ma'od. And so it seems to me that the Ramban is actually being mechadesh a new din. And this is a fascinating point to consider, even Bizman Hazah. Of course, the Ramban, who is, you know, famously associated, and justly so, with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Ledoros, and so many different aspects of what Yishuv Eretz Yisrael means within the halachic and hashkafic thought of the Ramban. So the Ramban is adding here, I think, an important din, that when it's ma'ala the Eretz Yisrael, right, not just that we have a pasuk in Yerushalayim, samachti bo mimli beis Hashem nelech, but one goes to Eretz Yisrael b'simcha. So just like the chinuch is of the view that the sort of Lichtenstein Zatzal noted so many times, that the mitzvah of tzedakah, the geder of tzedakah, is lasei tzedakah b'simcha uvetuv leivav, that the mitzvah, this is not an added credit to the mitzvah, but the definition of the mitzvah is to give joyously, and not to know v'lo yirai levavcha b'sit chalo, and certainly not the opposite. So it could be l'shitas haramban that there's a din of entering Eretz Yisrael b'simcha, and this is obviously available for those who are uniquely right making aliyah, as opposed to those who are born there, right, to enter with an attitude of deep joy. Now, and the Ramban is suggesting that maybe that's only possible if they see the Peirus Haaretz, if they have, right, representatives from each and every Shevet who are coming back and telling them Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od, which was the hope and the expectation. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Ramban articulates, that if Avadim didn't know of Eretz Yisrael, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu, with his more cosmopolitan background, did, and there was no doubt as to what the response would be, right? Tzvihi l'chol haratzos, and that would allow Klal Yisrael to enter Eretz Yisrael b'simcha, and that I think becomes like a touchstone, l'dorei doro, something, you know, of profound significance to consider going forward. The Ramban maintained to be on the lookout for elements here, not just in that generation, but l'doros, that there's really a din of k'nisa l'Eretz Yisrael mitoch simcha.